Great men of God were noted for engaging in private devotions. Isaac, according to Genesis 24 and verse 63, meditated in the field at evening time. David, we're told, prayed three times daily and meditated on his bed at night, Psalm 55 and Psalm 63. And Daniel chapter 6 and verse 10 tells us that it was his custom to pray three times daily. So private devotions is encouraged by the Son of God. Jesus would look for solitary places at early morning or late night, according to Mark 1 and Luke chapter 6. And he counseled his disciples to pray in secret, Matthew chapter 6 and verse 6. And I want to suggest you may attend public worship faithfully with God's people. But do you also take the time to engage in a private daily devotion? So let's ask the question, why should we have private devotions? Well, the first reason, I think, is so that we can draw near to God. God is found by those who seek Him, who look for Him. As David advised his son Solomon in 1 Chronicles 28 and verse 9, we read, "As for you, my son Solomon, know the God of your father and serve Him with a loyal heart and with a willing mind. For the Lord searches all hearts and understands all the intent of the thoughts. If you seek Him, He will be found by you. But if you forsake Him, He will cast you off forever." Azariah told King Asa in 2 Chronicles 15 and verse 2, "And he went out to meet Asa and said to him, 'Hear me, Asa, and all Judah and Benjamin. The Lord is with you while you are with Him. If you seek Him, He will be found by you, but if you forsake Him, He will forsake you.'" Another reason that we need to have private devotions, not only is it to draw near to God, but God draws near to those who draw near to Him. James 4 and verse 8 says, "Draw near to God, and He will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded." So just simply asking, do you want a closer walk with God? Another reason to have private devotions is so that we can receive spiritual nourishment. We need spiritual nourishment in our lives. Matthew 4 and verse 4, we read about that when Jesus was tempted by Satan in the wilderness. We understand from that passage that man cannot thrive on physical food alone, but we need spiritual food that will fill our soul. And spiritual growth comes from the Word of God. 1 Peter 1 and verse 23 says, "Having been born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible, through the Word of God, which lives and abides forever." And then Peter tells us also in the first letter, in chapter 2 and verse 2, that as newborn babes, we should desire the pure milk of the Word, that you may grow thereby. We are born again through the incorruptible seed, he would tell us. And we continue to grow by the Word of God. And it's through God's Word that we are provided this spiritual strength. Ephesians 6, verses 10 through 17, and Psalm 119, verses 7 through 11. We need God's help to fight our spiritual battles. And the Word of God provides just such help. So, again, we ask a simple question. Do you want a stronger spiritual life? Then we need to have daily devotions. And also, we do it because we find peace and stability when we do. We live in a world filled with anxiety. I mean, especially now with the presidential election having just finished up and the political world seems to be in turmoil, plus with COVID-19, prayer provides the antidote for the stress that life throws at you. Philippians 4 and verse 6 and 7, Paul writes, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." As I said, we live in a world that's filled with anxiety, but it's also filled with pitfalls and temptations. And God's Word helps to keep us from falling. In Psalm 119, in verse 105, the psalmist says, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." And in 119, in verse 165, he said, "Great peace have those who love your law, and nothing causes them to stumble." So then we ask another simple question. Do you want or do you need inner peace with outer stability? You know, more than ever, we need to take time to draw near to God, to receive that spiritual nourishment, to be able to find peace and stability in our lives. So the habit of daily private devotions can go a long way to ensuring that we have those things. Well, how do we have daily devotions? Well, we need to find a time and a place. The time can vary from one individual to the other. For those that are night owls, maybe the best time would be late at night, after you put the children to bed. For those of you that are early birds, early morning before the children wake up might be better for you. The place may also be different for people. Some might prefer to go outside and sit on the porch or sit in the yard, following the example of Jesus in Mark chapter 1 and verse 35. Some may prefer to go inside, following the teaching of Jesus in Matthew 6 and verse 6. But the key thing is to find a quiet, solitary place where you are free from the distractions of the world, and then to develop a habit. The time and place should be the same every day. Now, another way to have personal devotions is to be engaged in prayer, meditation and praise. We need to approach God in prayer, and we need to thank Him for our blessings. Paul writes in Colossians 4 and verse 2 that we need to continue earnestly in prayer, being vigilant in it with thanksgiving. So we need to confess our sins. 1 John 1 and verse 9 says that if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And we need to make supplication for our needs. Again, Paul says in Philippians 4 and verse 6 that we need to be anxious for nothing. Don't worry about everything. But in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. And then we've got to pray for others. Paul would tell us in 1 Timothy 2, verses 1 and 2, "Therefore I exhort, first of all, that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men." For all men. And here's an interesting point that he makes in verse 2. That includes kings and all who are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and reverence. So, just like I said earlier, we've gone through a tumultuous time with the election of a new president and the Congress and all. So, here you have Paul instructing the young preacher Timothy to pray for those in positions of authority. Now, we don't have a king in this country, but we have a president. So it may be that you didn't like the president the way the election turned out. But Paul says you need to pray for him. He is in a position of authority, and you need to pray for that man that you can lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and reverence. And then we don't need to just hurriedly go through our prayers. We need to spend some time in meditation and contemplate on the things that we pray about, the things that we study about in His Word. Think about the Lord. Think about His character. The psalmist said in Psalm 63 and verse 6, "When I remember you on my bed, I meditate on you in the night watches." Think about God. Everything that He's done in this world, His wonderful works from creation all the way to salvation. Psalm 77 and verse 12 would be a good example of reading about that. Read about His revealed word and then meditate on it. Pray about it. Psalm 119, read through Psalm 119. Now you get some ideas on how to view God's word. But we need to think on things that are wholesome and worthy of praise. Paul would say in Philippians 4 and verse 8, "Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue, and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things." And then when you have some quiet time or time alone, turn the radio off, turn the TV off, mute your phone, and maybe sing some songs of praise to God. Maybe put a CD in that helps you sing those songs. But there needs to be a natural response to the joy that we have in our heart. James 5 and verse 13. And Paul says in Ephesians 5 and verse 19 that when we sing, we need to make melody in our heart. We need to talk to God through prayer and through praise. And we need to listen to Him by reading His Word, meditating and contemplating on what He has spoken to us in His Word. Like I said, we live in a world that's filled with sin. And there is much that would fill our lives with stress and anxiety. And a lot of that would pull us away from God and things that are good. So living in this world, we need to make room for private devotions in our lives. And I think when we do that, it will help us to greatly walk closer with the Father in heaven, and also to receive strength of heart and peace of mind in doing His will. If David, a man after God's own heart, and Jesus, the Son of God Himself, found it needful to spend time alone with God, shouldn't we? We go back to the psalmist in Psalm 119, and he says in verses 147 and 148, "I rise before the dawning of the morning and cry for help. I hope in your word. My eyes are awake through the night watches, that I may meditate on your word." Again, I want to thank you for being with me today. I appreciate those that do tune in and listen and comment on the radio program. If you would like to comment on the radio program but don't have access to me, you can look me up on Facebook. You can look me up on the Church of Christ Facebook page, the Eastside Church of Christ Facebook page, that is. Or you can look me up on the church website. That's churchateastside.com. And you can listen to this lesson again or other lessons that you may disagree with. Or maybe you want to go back and refresh your memory on some lesson that we've had here. But you go there and you can also listen to sermons. You can read articles. And there are other resources available for you on that website, if you're willing to go and study it. But also, if you'd be willing to join us at the Eastside Congregation, we'll meet this morning at 10 a.m. for worship service. We're not having Bible classes right now because of the COVID, but we'll meet again this evening at 5 p.m. for those that wish to show up. And then again, Wednesday at 7 p.m. And by the way, all of these services are being live streamed, so that if you're afraid to get out because of COVID, you can go to the church website and click on the link to watch the live service while it's being performed. There'll be singing and worship, and the Lord's Supper will be partaken of on Sunday morning. Again, I want to thank you for being with me, and I look forward to being back again next Sunday morning. Thank you again.